Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.
We have Sergeant Dave Cooper.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon.
Now, I'm told that you're a very keen cyclist.
Yeah, I like to do a bit when I can. I can't currently race when my family and job allow for White Link. White Mountain Race Team.
All right, okay.
We're on the island. And yeah, I try and do as many events I can if there are any on the island, and but mostly predominantly on the mainland.
And do you win these races?
No, not as yet.
But is this road racing or cross country racing or a bit of both?
It's predominantly at the moment circuit racing.
Okay.
Usually on closed circuits.
Mm. So yeah. you get some pretty frightening speeds, though, I think, on those.
Yeah, we can do, yeah. It depends if we can all stay upright sometimes, but, yeah.
Don't you get a bit giddy going round and round and round in circles?
No, too busy concentrating on the wind.
Yeah, I've always found when I was on a bike, the wind's always against you. It doesn't matter if you turn right round, it's still against you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the rules. So, you are with the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Police, and you've got a few things to talk about, cycle safety and a recent spate of cycle thefts we've had as well.
Yeah, it's kind of obviously the whole reason we're here today is really to kind of make people aware of basic crime prevention in relation to their cycles. They're expensive bits of kit now, you know, a lot of people. I think since the success of the likes of Bradley Wiggins and Froome, it seems cycling's took off.
Yes.
And, you know, people are paying for their bikes as much. Some people pay for a motorbike or a car. So
wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, they're that sort of price, are they now?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yes. Okay.
But, yeah, we've had a recent spate of high-value thefts, and it's just reminding people in relation to taking a bit of care in relation to how they're leaving their bikes and where they're leaving their bikes.
Well, is there anything they can do specifically?
Yeah, I'll start with obviously when you get your bike. I personally, for my bikes, I take some good photos of it of all different angles of the bike. Mm. So because a lot of people customise their bikes, put components and equipment specific to their needs and their wants. Mm-hmm. So I'd take photos, record what you've got. I'd also look at seeking insurance for your bikes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are under this kind of false kind of security that a lot of their bikes would be covered under the house insurance.
What crossed my mind as you said it. Now, I do recall many years ago there being specific insurance for bikes, but you're saying it's a really good idea to do that anyway, whether you think it's
under up to a certain value. People need to really home in on their contents insurance as to what their, you know, what kind of value to their bike is covered and the circumstances. A name that British Cycling, they could recommend various insurance companies, which really, for quite a reasonable amount of money, you'd insure your push bike like you would your motorbike or your car.
Okay, and this is purely theft, not sort of third party, is that, or do you have that?
The insurance I'm talking about covers from everything from theft, racing, accidental damage.
Right.
So you know, I'd strongly recommend that.
Yes, that sounds like good advice.
Can you get them engraved or something?
A lot of the modern bikes now are made of a composite, you know, carbon.
So it's not possible.
Yeah, no. For the actual market, we used to be when the bikes were aluminium. You still get aluminium and titanium bikes and steel bikes, which you can still get stamped or mark up. But
just to show my age, my old bike used to have a serial number under the saddle, on the top of the post of the saddle.
Many years ago, I remember the local police used to put your postcode on the bottom of your bike as well.
Yes, they did, yes.
But I'd certainly look at, for expensive bike, look to insure it, look to properly register it. Keep all your receipts and proof of ownership.
Yes.
For hopefully that
I like the idea of photographs. It's easy to do nowadays. Most people have got a phone or something they can take really good photos on.
Via, you know, social media. You know, if a theft's occurred, you know, your bike's been stolen, the most important thing is to make people aware as soon as you can. And really, it's to let us know as the police so we can...
Make it too hot to handle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Because unfortunately, the reality is with a lot of the composite carbon bikes, once you remove the sticker that contains the frame number, that they're difficult, if not impossible, to trace. Yeah. So once a bike's broken down to its components, then it can pretty much vanish.
Okay.
That's not good, is it?
So that's sort of registering your bike or making sure people know what it is. What else can you advise us on then? Well,
you know, I look at purchasing a decent lock, something that isn't likely to be bolt cropped.
So like these big D-shaped lock things, are they the sort of things you mean?
I'd also think about what you're locking it to, you know, without going into too much detail, you know, locking your bike to a chicken wire fence is not probably the right thing to do.
Probably not.
But a nice sturdy lamppost would be a good one.
And also, you know, stuff that's removable. On a lot of road bikes, mountain bikes, things have got stuff that can be quickly removed. Wheels, seat posts. You have to look to remove them. Or if you're asking me personally, would I leave my bike outside a shop, even locked? No, I wouldn't.
No, okay.
So maybe think about the type of transport. I'm not saying don't go to your shop by bike, but think about what type of bike you're going to the local
I was going to say, would you then have your bike that you use for the important things, that you want the speed and the expensive bike, but have a cheapo one you can take down the shop?
Unfortunately, that's the
kind of one that someone's not going to bother to steal, to be honest.
You know, like I say, you are talking about taking a good few thousand quid a bike.
Yeah.
And they're more vulnerable than a car, for example, in terms of their light and easy to stick in the back of a van, absolutely. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so registering it and insuring it. I think, can we just take a short break and come back with a little bit more? You're listening to Vectors Radio FM 104.6. It's Tuesday afternoon show with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've still got our...
Sergeant
Dave Cooper. Now, we were talking about bicycle thefts earlier on and being careful, taking the right bike to the shops if you're going to do that, and immobilising it as best you can. But you were talking about removable things from your bicycle as well these days.
Yeah, on a lot of bikes... especially, I suppose, mountain bikes where you've got removable seat posts, then people need to be thinking about, you know, if I'm going to leave the bike here and it's removable, because even a seat post and saddle, you could be looking at a couple £100, needs to be removed, or you need some sort of lock that's sturdy enough that everything that's removable is linked together and then locked to something that's anchored down, really, is the basic. And it kind of this rolls on to... you know, people who visit the island for a holiday, or people where they transport their bikes on carriers.
Oh yeah.
You know, remove the bike once you've arrived at your destination. And I personally, you know, when I've been in France in the past and I've took my bike, I take my bike into the accommodation because the mindset out of sight, out of mind. You know, if you've left it somewhere, you're advertising it, really.
But if you're camping, say, can you take your bike into your tent? I mean, there may not be room.
No, and again, this is where you kind of got to be a bit imaginative to perhaps have it something, a kind of anchor point within your tent. Strong security device.
Yeah, you can get these things that you wind into the ground, can't you? These anchor points.
And that, you know, if someone was to attempt to move it, at least hopefully you perhaps wake up and feel it whilst you're asleep. I'd also, when we're going on about registering our bikes, I'd recommend using immobilise.com, where you can put all details of your bike on the site. So it's registered.
Can, like, register it.
Yeah. And there's another one called Bike Register. And it's all about where it's all free. you log all the details about your bike, and in the event that you unfortunately become a victim of having your bike stolen, it gives not only you but us a facility to search and to, you know, because quite often within cycling there's so thousands of one particular make a bike, and it might be something specific to your bike that makes it stand out from the rest.
Yes.
If it's the more you record about it, like the easier it becomes to search for.
Indeed.
Because it becomes get it a back. Bit
yeah.
unique.
Yeah,
it?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. The other thing I kind of wanted to mention, and it's a kind of app I use myself, is Strava. A lot of people, I believe, are not aware of the going into adjusting their privacy settings.
Oh. People use that for running as well, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And it, what it with things like Strava, other apps link into it. I use Garmin, for instance, and I do a cycle ride, that event then links up to Strava. But what you can do on Strava is go into the settings, go into the privacy settings, and there's a thing called Strava Privacy Zone. And what it does, you can adjust the parameter of which to the other members of the public can see where your ride has ended.
So because it gives you a clue where your bike might be.
Exactly.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you're saying, here it is, come and get
it. Yeah, it's good that we've got some modern tech apps that help find your bike if it's got stolen, but you've got to be careful with the ones that you're using for your own benefit.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Don't give away where your bike is now. That's worth knowing. Okay. Excellent stuff. So, the best way of preventing bicycle theft then is to take precautions yourself. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, where they are so easily, they're lightweight, they're easily dissembled.
And highly valuable.
And highly valuable, yeah. Yes. Like I repeat again, people are spending as much or more than they would on a car or motorbike.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really have got to start taking precautions of looking after your own bikes, really. At the end of the day.
So do you think that if you've got little Johnny, who's 10, and he's got his nice brand new bike, which isn't thousands of pounds, but it's worth a fortune to him, should he be starting to take precautions now so that when he gets older he's actually in the habit of doing so?
It's a good point, because a lot of people obviously contact us because they're put on social media. You know, I'm genuinely interested, not from my role as a police officer, but as a cyclist, you know, you quite often see that someone's had a couple of kiddies' bikes stolen from the garden.
Yes.
Well, kind of begs the question, don't leave them in the garden overnight,
Them
away.
Yes, obviously,
It might sound obvious, but you're just inviting people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's worth advising your children to get into the habit of putting them away or making them secure at least overnight.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you won't be disappointed in the morning when they're not there anymore.
Well, absolutely, because it might be a pride and joy, even though it's only a £15 bike or whatever.
So if people wanted to get more advice from the police about how to secure their bikes, where could they go for that?
You got on the Hampshire website, there's links in relation to specifically cycle theft and cycle crime. If they don't want to look there, another site is British Cycling, where they've got a world of different advice on different aspects of cycling, or crime prevention, security and insurance. So to me, that would probably be the two places I'd probably recommend. Okay.
Thank you. So, bottom line is secure it, register it, and make sure you take sensible precautions.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
don't leave it open for someone else to wander off with.
No.
As I say, I know I drive a fairly sizable van, and I could get several bikes in that, no problem at all. And be gone if they weren't secured. Excellent. Thank you very much, Dave, for coming in.
No,
that's
problem.
Been very interesting.
It has been interesting. I've learned a lot.
We'll get you back in.
To ride a bike,
let us know when you're doing something racing wise, and we'll publicise that for you.
I will do.
Yeah, it'll be great, because we like to support local events.
And lock up your bike.
And lock up your bike, yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for having me.
My pleasure.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.